Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. And on this program, we will hear from Brother Tim Lapish, representing Fellowship Tract League, and preaching a message titled, A Walk with God. This is part one of two.
Let's get our place in the gospel, well, in the Bible first here, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Again, my name is Tim Lapish. I am a representative with the Fellowship Tract League. They are located in Lebanon, Ohio, which is one exit north of Kings Island. So, we have to compete with that. One exit south of Kings Island is Bearing Precious Seed in Milford, that prints the King James Bible. So, there's a lot going on right there, too. And just south of the river is the Creation Museum. So a lot of Christian ministry going on in Southwest Ohio. I live in Columbus. My wife is a Sunday school teacher with my oldest child, Heather, at High Street Baptist Church. That's where she's at today. And five children. We just added our 12th grandchild here about a month ago. And so my oldest grandchild is 19. My youngest is just like weeks old. So Lord's blessed us in that way. Formerly, for 30 years, I pastored the great and historic Central Baptist Church, which has such an illustrious history dating back to 1865. That is another story, fascinating story, the history of that church, which was the second oldest Baptist congregation in the city of Columbus. So, very interesting. Well, after 30 years at that church, the Lord finally led us to the suburbs of Grove City. So, after being inner city, ghetto, we got to the suburbs, and the Lord said He was done with me. So we joined up with the Fellowship Tract League 5 years ago, and now we travel. Originally, I just wanted to travel Ohio. Living in Columbus, I can be anywhere in the state in a couple hours. And I've learned to get up early in the morning and make that drive. And it took me a year, 2 years, to figure out how to drive home after an evening service if I'm in Youngstown or Ironton, Ohio, or way up west of Toledo going towards the Indiana border. That three-plus-hour trip home is hard. But I've learned how to do it. I stop halfway. I know where every Wendy's restaurant in Ohio is. I get out of my car. I go inside. I get me a big glass of ice so I can crunch on it. But I also get me an extra-large Frosty. And that first half of the trip, I look forward to that. And then for a few miles down the road, that kind of keeps me happy, and before I know it, I'm home. The real hard part is the afternoon, especially if I'm a distance away from Columbus. I will spend maybe 5 or 6 hours in the parking lot of a Walmart while I wait for the evening service. So if you're thinking, that would be great to do, to travel, there's the downs with the ups that go with that. Keep that in mind. Well, so I traveled Ohio. I tell people I hate to travel, and the more I say that, the more the Lord makes me travel further away. Last year, we were teaching at High Street Christian Academy. Their enrollment was down. Didn't need all the teachers, so that was an opportunity for me to hit Tennessee for a couple of weeks, and I was in Florida, first time ever in the winter in Florida. Now I know why people move there. And I was there for 8 weeks, supposedly, but after 6 weeks, High Street called me, asked me to come back. Some of their staff had a chance to help out a church in Arkansas, so they took that, and they were short. So I had to decide, do I really want to give up my last 2 weeks of sunny Florida for ice-cold Columbus? But when the preacher calls, remember, you've got to beckon. You've got to listen. You've got to help your church. So we said no. No. We said yes, and we came back. And while I was gone, my two sons living here shoveled my driveway for those 6 weeks I was gone. When I got back, it was late February, and we had 5 snows in 10 days. If you remember that last week of February into March, you know my sons didn't offer once, Pastor, to shovel my driveway. They said, Dad, back, that's your driveway. Have at it. We try to raise money for the Fellowship Tract League and awareness. To contrast the Fellowship Tract League to how exponentially God is working in this ministry. In 1899, the Gideon started. And for 116 years, they have been working on getting Bibles out all over the world. When I was a student at Ohio State, on the Oval, somebody handed me a King James New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. I still have it, and I'm thankful for that today because of that. They have chapters in every county in Ohio. That's 88. In Tennessee, there's over 90-some counties. They have chapters in every county of every state, almost of every country. There's chapters. Typically, only businessmen are part of that, or lay people who are well-to-do financially, so they can fund this this ministry. And so from 1899, I'll get it right, too many dates, until today, they have printed and given away 1.8 billion Bibles. Tremendous. In our 37 short year history, though, the Fellowship Track League, which started in 1978 until today, about 37 years, we have now printed over and given away free of charge 4.4 billion gospel tracts all over the world. Amen. Everywhere I go, people who travel say, you know, I went to South America, or I went to Europe, or I went to Australia. Wherever we go, we see Fellowship Track League tracts everywhere. Amen. And it's all done free. Postage is paid. If you want tracts, you can go on our website, fellowshiptrackleague.org, and order any tracts that you want, any combination of them, and they will mail them to you. And guess how much it will cost you? Nothing. They are free. The church itself will not have over 100 people in attendance this morning. Smaller churches can accomplish a lot. Never think because a lack of numbers that should hold you back from trying something great for God. Amen. So when you think about that, there's only 7 billion people on planet Earth, and we've now had 4.4 billion gospel tracts printed and given away all over the world. To put that in perspective, if you could hand a gospel tract to everybody in America, 300 to 330 million people, think you could hand a gospel tract to everybody in America, do you think you could even do it in Franklin County with we're pushing a million? Well, if you could give everybody in America a gospel tract, including Alaska and Hawaii, you'd have to do it another 40-plus times to equal 4.4 billion gospel tracts. And it has been a ministry of faith. We, as representatives, we travel by faith. As I said, the Gideons have representatives in every county of every state of every country, etc., etc. There's only three of us, preacher, who travel. You know why? It's tiring, it's expensive, and it's hard getting meetings. I spend a lot of my time on the phone. I thank the Lord. Would like you to pray that I'll continue to stay busy. I've been very busy almost every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Pastor. I'm in a different church all over Ohio and now outside of Ohio. And I attribute that to hard-working, steadfastness, sticking with this ministry I'm doing, even though I get aggravated making phone calls and nobody answers at these churches because they all have cell phones. You know, I'm not angry or anything. I understand the landscape of the time I'm living in. But still, I sometimes just have to walk away from the phone. I just have to walk for 10, 15, 20 minutes and get away from it, then come back and start pushing those dials all over again. So if you would pray that God would open the door that I keep getting in churches, and if you know of any churches, pastor, or anybody else you could refer me to, just the name of the church and maybe the city, I'll do all the follow-up work. I won't even mention your name if you don't want me to. Preacher?
That's why we're hoping this gets recorded, because that's why it's going on the internet and thousands of people see it.
Well, to the thousands of people who are seeing this, we would love to come your way.
Amen.
So, with that said, we do have about 90 different titles in English that we focus on. We don't print tracts for churches. We let churches develop that ministry themselves. The great thing about the Fellowship Tract League is we know what our ministry is. It's to print tracts and get them out free. That's it. Nothing else. We don't get sidetracked, you know. So many times, preacher, when I pastored, I got sidetracked in so many things that a pastor can get sidetracked on. But the ministry here has focused on one thing, and we do it extremely well. We have a small staff and a small church there that is tremendously and sincerely focused on what they do. They are serious about getting the gospel to every single person on planet Earth.
Amen.
So we appreciate their sincerity in doing that. I'll just go by a few tracts. You have this one in the back, All This I Did for Thee. If you were to go on our website, fellowshiptrackleague.org, you would find all these tracts. In the back is a number in the bottom right. This is track 103. This particular track, this style of the track, came back from the Philippines some years ago, where 17 people signed the back that they had read it, repented of their sins, and as the pastor said, believed with all of their heart in the gospel. 17 souls got saved out of one gospel tract.
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen.
We have that roll of paper, which I want to highlight. This used to be one. This prints 125,000 gospel tracts. When this gets to the field, such as the Philippines, at least four people read each tract. So now, How many people are reached with one roll of paper? Who's got their math down? Four times 125,000. It's 500,000 people are reached with one roll of paper. If this roll of paper goes to northern India and into Tibet, where we have sent a lot of shipments, we're told that seven people read each gospel tract. So now 875,000 people are reached with one roll of paper. A roll of paper costs $250. We challenge the churches to help us buy a roll. My wife and I, we buy one every September. We pray about it. We gladly write a check out to the Track League. We have bought five rolls of paper, so the minimum people my wife and I have reached now is 2.5 million people all over the world. We have no idea where those tracts went. Those people who got saved, I have no idea who they are, but you know what? In heaven, they will find me.
Amen.
You say, well, that'll take a long time. Brethren, I'm going to have a long time in heaven.
Amen.
I don't care how many trillions of years in our minds it'll take. They will find me. They will find you and be eternally thankful. That's a great one. If you're not good at witnessing, and I had to learn this as a pastor, some people just have a hard time verbalizing. So we have one called, Are You a Christian? You just hand it to somebody and run away. Because the title is, they'll see the title, Are You a Christian? You don't have to talk. We have one for AIDS. They say Columbus is the gay capital of the Midwest. And, you know, those people need to hear the gospel. For truck drivers, truck drivers everywhere, here's one. God's last name is not a curse word. Have you ever heard so much cursing in your life? Blaspheming the holy name of God and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Defiled in blaspheme. You may witness someone and say, oh, I'm a pretty good person. We have a track for them. No, you're not. If you have to soul win, you want to witness maybe a family member, you don't know how, here's why I must tell you this. You put it in an envelope and mail it to them.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't want to put my return address. I don't want them to know who I am. Well, then you say, well, whose return address should we put on? Put your preacher's on there.
Yeah,
he can handle it. Here's one for our Roman Catholic friends. My dad grew up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Roman Catholic. My mom refused to date him until he got saved. He went to a fundamental church up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, heard the gospel. Guess what? He got saved.
Amen.
He got saved. They got married. What was the result? Ta-da! Me! That's good, right? Preacher of the gospel.
Amen.
Someone says, well, I don't believe in the devil. Fine. You don't mind reading the tract on the devil then? Yeah. Here's one, Pastor. It's good, safe, sure, and serving. This is good for church members. I really tried hard when I pastored for 30 years to get everybody to serve somewhere in church.
Amen.
Somehow, somewhere to serve. Oh, that makes it so much easier on we in the leadership positions, and it gives you a chance to be fulfilled as God uses your gift. Someday you'll stand before God, Christians, judgment seat of Christ, unsaved, great white throne of God, only to be cast in eternal lake of fire. Need to pause on that one.
Amen.
And of course, that'll go with the next one, the burning hell. I don't believe in hell, fire, fine. You wouldn't mind reading this. Yeah, we have one on drugs. Anybody on drugs? Any of your deacons preach? No. Big problem. I mean, state of Colorado, their governor has said it was a mistake that was passed there. A mistake. The damage it's doing. We have wonderful tracts for children. Now, I know you can't see this, but see how much hair that kid has? I used to have hair like that. You say, well, what happened to it? I started the Christian school. Here's one in Ten Commandments. Sometimes people may not understand where you're coming from, and you can kind of say, well, I'm a Ten Commandment Christian. You know, that you follow the teachings of the Ten Commandments that, of course, Christ really put the weight behind those in the gospel there. And this people understand what the Ten Commandments are all about. And this will kind of help identify, and then you can further clarify. You have God's Word in it. Someone says, how do you really know you're saved? I've got God's Word in it.
Amen.
This King James Bible,
Amen.
The pure Word of God, has given me that assurance. Something missing in your life, we have one for adults. Think of Robin Williams. What was missing in his life that he did what he did? For our teenagers, in the public schools, even in Christian schools, in other private schools, giant holes in people's heart. And without the saving grace of Jesus Christ who saved an individual and a daily walk in the Scriptures, that emptiness is going to be there. Here, God loves the unborn, and we as Christians can do more than scream at people and say it's wrong. We need to be their friends, their buddies, maybe help them financially, help them through the process. Find it may cost us money.
Yeah.
Scary. It may cost us money But we have the alternative, but we just can't say it's wrong and walk away and figure like we did a good thing. Here's one. Have you believed another gospel? And I know you hand out gospel tracts, but is there anybody here who's never had their door knocked on by a Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
Never. And say, you never have? Then give me the address. I'll stop by the local Kingdom Hall and make sure they get there. We have tracts for our Jehovah's Witness friends. I have friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. We give them the gospel, and we pray that God opens their eyes because they're so blinded. Yeah. And in case you like to hunt, you say, well, every tract you handed out, I don't travel in circles of people who could use those. How about hunting? I mean, Ohio is a big hunting state. My boys have more guns than the United States Army. For our Muslim friends, we have a lot of Muslims in Columbus. I was told if this tract would have flooded the Middle East 40 years ago, we would not have the problem to the degree with Islam radicalism that we do today, because the power of the gospel is unbelievable. Only the gospel has the power to knock down all those bounds that people put in front of them to receiving Christ. We have one in the Messiah for our Jewish friends. We have a lot of Jewish people in the Bexley, further out east. I know they've moved to other areas in Central Ohio. My mom came from, her parents came from Sweden. I grew up in a Swedish Baptist Convention church, only one I ever heard of in Parma Heights suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. Anyway, mom wandered to the Jewish mission in downtown Cleveland. In their efforts to reach Jewish people, they reached a little Swedish Gentile girl, my mom, at age 6. So, yes, how to be saved and know it. I'm in some churches that don't understand this. And, I'm glad I was taught the pure Word of God on security of the believer.
Amen.
And I never have worried about that. I know I'm secure because God keeps me. Okay? Why choose to abstain from alcohol? I get in churches where pastors tell me that the young couples and singles think it's okay to watch Ohio State play and down a few at the BW2. My Bible says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We still need to say that loud and clear. I need some amens here.
Amen.
God's final orders for all of our military. I almost went in before I took the church in Central Baptist in downtown Columbus in 1979. I was enrolled in the program to go to officer training to be a chaplain in the Air Force. And I decided at the last second to change my mind before I signed my name. They were not happy about that. But God made His will clear for me. He didn't want me to travel all over the world. I heard I was going to move every 3 years. And instead, we took the church and stayed 30 years in one spot. And then you talked about hospitality. This is a good one. And if you're a crummy tipper, do not leave your church address on the back. Do not. Leave a nice tip in here in your church address and see if God doesn't change the heart of a waitress or a waiter. And these tracts, the pastor has stamps with just a website. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I used to let people take our stamps home. This is some years ago. I'd never see those stamps again. So what I allowed to do, I know most pastors wouldn't do this, but that's why it's all great because we're different. On Wednesday night only, I would allow the ladies to take those stamps, and they'd stamp thousands of those while I taught a class there. And you see them just going like this, listening as they stamp, and those stamps never left. So I probably should have just bought them and gave them to them, Pastor. But I'm going to hand these, and you can look at some and pass these around in our website. Over 2 million hits a month, Pastor. 2 million hits. Wow. And any given day, there can be up to 90,000 people on our website ordering gospel tracts. Folks, don't think you're alone here handing out tracts. There are fine Christian people all over America and all over the world that hand out tracts everywhere they can. We're all in this together, right? Getting the gospel out around the world. I can't do it in another country, but I can do it right here. Thank God He has remnants everywhere. So we get these, we put these out about every 3 months, every quarter, a little pamphlet, and I'm going to pass these around as well. You can look at these. We're going to show the Fellowship Track League every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. What day of the week? Every Tuesday. When did Wimpy promise Popeye he would pay him back for those hamburgers?
Tuesday.
And it turned out it was every other Tuesday. Someone further enlightened me. From 9 a.m. to 12 noon, you'll see some of that going on here. We'd love, Pastor, to have a team from your church come down and help us. You're only an hour and a half away. I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and tongue-in-cheek invited them to come up. In July, they sent a team up from Jacksonville, Florida to help us. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So you are so close. Take advantage. You're done at 12 noon. They will feed you all the foods you can eat. And the way it looks, you enjoy to eat. That'll be a drawing thing. That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. I enjoy to eat, too. So anyway, on Tuesday, we'd love to have you down. You'll meet the most wonderful people from about a 3 or 4 state area, and you'll see what's going on. All right, we'll let that go.
The Fellowship Track League began in 1978 when a group of God students of the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio, determined that it was God's will for them to print gospel tracts and send them around the world free of charge. It is certain that those group of believers had no idea the impact that calling would have on the world. Over 4 billion tracts have been sent to over 200 countries and territories worldwide in over 90 different languages. Our mission is Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God.
Hi, I'm Chuck Sandry, the director of the Fellowship Track League. I'm standing in front of our printing press. This starts with a 500-pound roll of paper, and it will produce 125,000 tracts per roll. That roll of paper will cost approximately $250. Our monthly paper bill can be as much as $25,000.
After a roll of paper is expended, we take the pool and make it into a bank. This is one way you can support the monthly paper bill. Using a coin bank is a great way for anyone to be able to help print the Word of God that will be distributed around the world. Every Tuesday, we have volunteers come to help package the tracts that were run that week.
Well, I guess my main motivation is just something a preacher said one time in a message I heard. He said, just do something for God. And this is simple enough. It doesn't take a lot of brains or physical abilities. If you can just do something for God, 3 hours a week, you come in here and you know, cut tracks and box tracks, and you can get a free lunch on top of that.
Amen. Yes.
I'm living in St. John's, 49. See, I get choked up when I think about it. My daughter is distributing tracks, and of course, I didn't really imagine what it was. I knew it was God's words, so I stayed in the door. And so, anyway, when I was 49, I was under conviction. And I finally went to church and got saved. And so tracks have a big meaning in my life. I made them work.
You know, God's not limited. Even in prison, when you get one, sometimes one man, he found one in the trash or how he worked, and sometimes at jobs. And he found this track and he picked it up, cleaned it off, and get ready to go close to faith. So when you hear stories like that, it makes you want to keep on and keep it on.
We would love to have you, your family, or your church come and help prepare God's Word to be sent around the world. Each week, hundreds of words are shipped throughout the United States in sizes varying from envelopes to several pounds. Shipped internationally by flat-rate international boxes with the post office. These boxes hold up to 3,500 tracts and cost approximately $60 to ship. The largest shipments are done by sea container, which hold 10.5 million tracts and cost between $4,000 and $10,000 to ship. This is a great way to saturate an area with the gospel.
As a pastor of Fellowship Baptist Church, I am privileged to watch as God sends His Word throughout the world. It is through the prayer and support of God's people that the Fellowship Track League is able to provide tracts free of charge as the Lord provides. Would you prayerfully consider what part God would have for you in bringing gospel tracts to a world that needs a Savior? Please remember to pray for the Fellowship Track League, where the Great Commission is a world community.
Every year we receive over 1,000 letters, just like this one, of folks that have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior as a result of the tract.
Today we received in the mail the signed tract, tract number 177, from a man named Nick, who lives in Pennsylvania. And Nick wrote the following. Dear Fellowship Track League, I love Jesus and will follow him to the end of eternity and to the ends of the earth. Please send me information about the Fellowship Track League and what I should do next. Sincerely, Nick.
Dear Fellowship Track League, me and my brother Brandon have accepted Christ in our hearts, and we are sending the tract stating that we accepted him. Thank you for your teachings, and God bless you. I think it's worth it because what I do and what we do here has an impact on souls for eternity, and that's what makes it all worth it. I'm Rebecca, and I work at the Fellowship Track League.
I think it's worth it to come in to the Fellowship Track League and work every day because there's plenty of other occupations that these other ladies could be doing, but we've chosen to give our lives to the cause of Christ and get the gospel to the world. Every day we get requests from all over the world, people who just don't have tracts, they don't have any means to get them or anything like that, and they want to share their gospel, the gospel with their people. I'm Eunice, and I work at the Fellowship Track League.
Well, I've been involved in this ministry for 20 years or better. And ran a mail center in North Carolina, shipping tracts out. And then the Lord brought me here to run the press for the past almost 10 years now. Been able to print over 1 billion gospel tracts. Well, I think it's worth it because many people can hear the gospel and know that they can be saved. And I don't have to go out and tell them. I can ship the word to them and reach more than I could ever reach by myself individually. The joy of my life. Well, for today, I'm Mickey, and I work at the Fellowship Track League.
I'm Chuck, and I work at the Fellowship Track League. And with God's help, we want to help you reach the world.
Enjoy that?
Yes.
Is there anybody here who doesn't think they could help us with tracts? I mean, rubber band them up, put them in. It's all ages. It's just not seniors, just not kids. Everybody can have a part in this. I was in a church in Ironton and encouraged them to go. I was at that church 3 years ago, and a couple of weeks ago they took their first trip there after 3 years of prodding them. And when I saw them at a meeting last week, I was in Southern Ohio, they all came up. They were so ecstatic that they were part of that. It just so thrilled them. They said, everything you said was true, but actually we saw it firsthand, right up close. It was totally amazing. Well, one other thing I do want to hand out, I forgot. The world's greatest missionary is not Hudson Taylor, William Carey, David Livingstone. It's a gospel tract where people can't get in certain countries because of politics or whatever. A gospel tract can make it in. And there's a nice little pamphlet that you may want to read on the way going home or something like that today. All right, I'd like to speak to you this morning about a walk with God. And in our Bibles in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8, we're going to begin. We'll have a word of prayer. We'll get started. Heavenly Father, so good to be here at Bible Believers Fellowship. And Pastor Greg and Jenny and their church. And Lord, I pray that their eyes would be opened up to the Fellowship Track League ministry. May the Holy Spirit plant the seed of how they could help the Track League, and in so doing, be involved in worldwide missions. We pray you bless this time we spend in the Word. If there be one here who does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, may today they be saved, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. For lack of time and everything, I have a lot of verses. I will name some verses off if you're writing down, and we'll go from there. A walk with God. You ever think about your walk with God? Paul talks about his race in that, but there's a lot that the Bible talks about as far as you and I walking with the Lord. And the very first time the word walk is used in this reference is Genesis 3 and verse 8, and it's with Adam and Eve in the garden. In verse 8, it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." Can you imagine walking with the Lord in the garden? How special that must have been. Well, that's the first time that it's used, and it's used in reference to walking with the Lord.